All right, everybody, welcome back to another Options Discovery interview. Today, we have a real industry veteran here, someone that's really been around to all of the biggest players in Chicago, David Prosperi. Really welcome to have you here today. Can you give us a quick summary of your education and career path that's led you to where you are today?
Sure. My undergraduate degree is from the University of Illinois with a focus in business administration. And my master's is from the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., with a focus on international business. I've been involved in the public and private sectors. I've worked in the White House. I've traveled on 2 presidential campaigns. And I've spent the focus of my private sector career at the Chicago Board of Trade, CME Group, Aon, and the Options Clearing Corporation. And today I'm Executive Vice President and Managing Director of Kemper Lesnick, which is a public relations agency in Chicago.
When most people imagine working in options, either at CME or CBOE or the Chicago Board of Trade, they always think about, okay, I'm that guy. I got the monitor in front of me. I'm looking at the charts. I'm doing the trades, but that's not necessarily the case. And you've been on the other side of that in terms of being in a non-quantitative role and also being pretty high up within these organizations. So within the options industry, can you talk about the importance of those management or non-trading and or non-quantitative roles within these businesses?
Well, they're critical to the functioning of the options markets themselves. The financial risk management team at OCC is looking at margins and looking at all types of activities to make sure the markets are functioning properly. The compliance teams are making sure that all of the clearing member firms are adhering to all the OCC rules and to government regulator rules. The operations team is working 24 hours a day to make sure all the trades are cleared and settled so that the markets can resume the next day. And the security team is implementing all types of cybersecurity efforts to make sure that the markets are safe and they can be used by investors of all types. So those are all very, very, very critical roles.
And, you know, this episode today, what we want to explore is how to navigate those different careers within the options industry. And as someone that's had such a dynamic career, not just in options, but also working in high levels of government as well, What are some advice you can give to new people looking to start a career in the finance industry in Chicago?
Well, I think you should be willing to learn and be willing to take on something that maybe is different than you've ever had before. I'm not sure many people think about a career in options when they're graduating from college or moving, let's say, from a different industry. But it's a very exciting industry. You're challenged every day. You're learning every day. And I think your career comes to an end when you think that your learning has come to an end. So within the options industry, you're constantly going to be challenged. You're constantly going to learn. And the reward is that you're helping a very important market within the global economy function.
And I've seen that from you personally. You know, you started the beginning of your career, from what I could see, working in public relations at Superior Oil Company and the Reagan campaign. Can you talk about the pathway from kind of going from that role to where you are now in finance and some of the things that you've learned along the way through that transition?
Well, my last role in government was as Assistant Secretary of Transportation for Public Affairs. And Tom Donovan, who at the time was the CEO of the Board of Trade, was looking for someone to come in and lead the public relations function for the exchange. They were in the midst of turmoil with the federal indictments from the Department of Justice hitting both the Board of Trade and CME. And Tom and the Board of Directors was looking for someone who had crisis management experience, who could kind of help lead them out of that morass, so to speak, and try and help them, you know, rebuild a brand. So that's how my public sector experience working on 2 campaigns, working in the White House, helped position me for that opportunity with the Board of Trade.
And through that initial experience and kind of getting the Board of Trade out of that situation, what are some of the other skills that you learned from your work in government that transitioned to as you furthered your career in the finance industry?
Well, you know, it's a skill that I worked on, but never really thought of until Craig Donohue, executive chairman of the OCC, said it very succinctly one day. He said, never let perfection get in the way of good. You know, if you're working on something, you know, it's never going to be perfect. Make it as good as you can and then execute on it. And that's what we would do all in when you're on two political campaigns or you're trying to make news in the White House or whatever it is, you know, make it as good as you can, but don't let that desire for perfection screw you up so that you don't get it done at all.
That's great advice. And I feel like we've really gone through, you know, a lot of your career so far. And one thing that you've kind of already touched on with your lesson from Craig Donohue that I kind of want to expand on is some of the lessons that you learned from some other mentors and your personal experience that you feel is still relevant in your work today.
Greg Case is the CEO of Aon. And Greg taught me the mantra of helping a client and helping a colleague help a client. So if you're in a client-facing industry, and you know it's like that at OCC, when you have approximately 100 clearing member firms, you know, what can we do to make their work easier? How can OCC be as efficient as it can to make it as cost effective for that clearing member firm to use them? And so I think that was a good piece of guidance that I tried to carry over when I was head of communications at OCC.
That's some great advice. And hopefully a lot of our viewers can take away from that some great insights. And the last question I want to ask you is I like to end off every interview with a fun fact question with our guests. And one question that I had for you specifically is you worked in pretty close proximity to the Oval Office. And could you give us any insights or fun stories from that experience?
Absolutely. You work many late nights in the West Wing of the White House. And President Reagan had gone to the residence, and I was still there. It's probably like 7:30, 8 o'clock. I think I was the only one left in the press office. And I said to myself, I wonder how many steps it is from my little cubicle, from my little office in the West Wing to the door of the Oval Office. So no one was around, Secret Service was gone, all my colleagues were gone. I measured 43 steps from my little hole to Oval Office. And my dad at the time was head of public relations for Allied Van Lines. And so the headline of the story in their company magazine was 43 steps to the Oval Office.
And it wasn't too hard to walk in there? Did you get to the desk or was it just to the office?
Just to the door. I mean, you didn't go into the office unless you were invited.
Gotcha. Well, that's a great story nonetheless. And we really appreciate having you on, David. Is there any closing remarks you want to give before we wrap up this interview?
I want to thank you for providing this service. I think the work that you and John do on behalf of the entire financial services industry is very laudable. And you guys should be applauded for spreading the word about the value of these markets.
Well, we appreciate your time as well and your contribution to helping make the show what it is. And hopefully we can talk to you sometime in the future, David.
I look forward to it. You take care.
You take care as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you're hungry for more options content, make sure to subscribe to the JLN YouTube channel and check out our social media accounts. Be sure to check out our website, johnlothiannews.com, MarketsWiki, and the John Lothian newsletter for more content.